Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pinball Sessions podcast. This is the show where we feature live, off-the-floor, and pressure-free recordings by some of Canada and the world's best artists, recorded in Guelph, Ontario, at the Pinball Studios. My name is Rue, and I'll be your host as we listen to some of our favorite tracks, as well as session room banter, interviews, and other goodies that are unavailable on the Pinball Sessions website. And you can find these sessions, as well as all the other 33 up to this point, at pinballsessions.com. You can download the entire sessions or listen to them on the website. And this week, we have two new sessions that we wanted to feature. Two artists that released albums very recently in the last week. From the absurd, we have B.A. Johnston. To the beautiful, we have Fiverr. And today, we also have an interview with Fiverr, which will take place. But first, let's listen to B.A. Johnston. B.A. Johnston hails from Hamilton, Ontario, and is known for his wild stage antics, but this time we get to hear him behind an acoustic guitar rather than rocking out on a stage with a Casio and beer spitting all over the place. I guess you could call this the softer side of B.A. Johnston, but I'll let you decide that for yourself. Here's Bad Cat Sitter on Pinball Sessions Podcast.
Hello, Internet. This is B.A. Johnston, and I'm doing a pinball session. Something's got a hold of me, oh, something's got a hold of me. My couch has got a hold of me, my couch has got a hold of me. I don't wanna walk two blocks down to your house. Two times a day see your cats more than I see my own kids. If I had kids, and if I still had visitation rights to those kids. Wet and dry food your cats eat better than I do. I'm thinking the pizza pockets are the human equivalent of dry cat food. I'm a bad cat sitter, not gonna change his litter. I'm a bad cat sitter, fuck you, Mr. Whiskers. Going in your fridge, you know I am going in your fridge, stealing your dip. My tip is this tub of hell of a good French onion dip. And like Toucan Sam, my nose always knows just where the liquor goes. Me and Mr. Whiskers doing shots of your cheap El Jimador tequila. $20 on the counter to buy expensive cat food. Gonna buy some cheap cat food. Spend all that change on pizza and booze. I'm a bad cat sitter, not gonna change the litter. I'm a bad cat sitter, fuck you, Mr. Whiskers. I'm a bad cat sitter.
Welcome to the Enterprise.
Engage. Not an easy game. Launch probe.
Enterprise, the Borg have entered Federation space. Intercept immediately. I take back the grave.
My question is there a Tommy-themed pinball machine?
There is. There is. It's been in Strat for the last couple months because they launched Tommy, the stage play.
Huh. Q's challenge, sir.
Bonjour.
Does it tour around at the Tommy thing?
It's been hanging around the Strat.
We don't have time
I'm
for your game.
I'm not sure where else it is.
This is my favorite machine that you guys have, and maybe in the world. I enjoy Star Trek The Next Generation a lot, and I also really enjoy pinball, and I just love the beauty of pinball being assigned to some of the best science fiction and morality plays of my time. I relate to it a lot more than I would, like, I don't know, Pinbot. you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would still enjoy pinball. I find the music to be really soothing in general on this one, even though it's quite loud. But it brings me back to a simpler time in my life, where 6 p.m. meant Star Trek. That doesn't exist. I don't know what the gamut of what exists and what doesn't, but I would like to see Jesus Christ Superstar Machine.
Nice.
Would be nice. And Grapes of Wrath. That could be cool.
That could be really cool. And if you were asked to compose the audio for a machine,
mm-hmm.
what machine would it be?
Wow. I guess it would be, this is hard. Maybe it would be too, because it can't be an existing theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it can't be an existing fiction that already has a musical theme. So something totally original. I would like to write a pinball machine in its entirety. It would be like my bandmate Paul's life in a pinball machine. I think that would be cool. But I would rip him off really intensely because he's the best guitar player. And I would just kind of use his licks at different times. And he would there'd be Ronnie's bar from the Kensington Market. And then there would be his house and then his parents' house and his dog, whose name is Joni Mitchell. And yeah, a lot of things going on in that. Who knows? I don't know. That's not that interesting. Maybe Toronto City Council pinball?
Welcome to the Enterprise.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm equipped to do that, but I definitely have access. I would have access to a lot of people.
Would be a separate
But don't you feel they would have to make the music for me.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's why I wouldn't suggest that for my own compositions. Why do you think there's such a resurgence in interest in pinball, or is that only in my mind because I've been exposed to you?
I don't think it's only in your mind. I think people are starved for things that are more tactile, given how far away.
Good luck.
How close everything is, but how far away it is. You can play pinball on an iPad, but it's not quite the same as being able to smash the glass and kick the machine and swear and yell.
Yeah.
So I think there's a need for that again.
I think you're right on. I like how I'm interviewing you.
I know. I think you're right on too, and you should just take this out of my hand. This is now finished, just so you know.
Okay,
we
cool.
Filled the card. So there's no more video.
Okay, well, but we should go.
Really?
Because I told Lindsay that it was only going to be 3 hours, and now it's 8 hours.
Not quite at 8 hours.
Well, given how many musical projects you have, you could probably come back again in about 6 weeks with something new.
Yeah, probably. I guess so. Maybe get Chris Cool out here.
Yeah.
Or maybe once they see your pinball playing, there'll be such a demand for more Simone pinball installation.
This is Fiverr. I'm doing a pinball session. Thank you.
You can lie there with some fire burned on your mattress, worn and tired, stuffed with all the pages torn from your books you meant to admire. Hell, I dreamed you cut the covers, sent the pages fly along, for to mingle in the gutter and go down where they belong. Smoke and steam might look the same, even silken flowers fade. I've no love for a love gone untended.
Beautiful song Smoke and Steam was from Simone Schmidt of Fiverr. She's also the creative hub behind The Highest Order and $100. The Highest Order was the 11th pinball session, so you can go back and listen and download that as well, or head to grab the entire session from Fiverr. Fiverr's new album, Lost the Plot, is available now, and it includes this song on it, as well as Dayton, which is a video that you can see on pinballsessions.com of her session as well. Before that, we heard an interview with Simone, and she talked a bit about Star Trek The Next Generation and pinball machines in general, and it was great having her in the studio. Before that, we had B.A. Johnston from Hamilton. His 8th studio album, Mission Accomplished, is out now, and it features that track as well as many others, Bad Cat Sitter and several others I probably shouldn't read out loud on the show. Very quirky, very awesome. Great album. So give it a look. Mission Accomplished. You can find it online as well. And that has been episode 8 of the Pinball Sessions podcast. You can find all these sessions and more at pinballsessions.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook to get up-to-date information. And of course, there are always 2 sessions a week, Monday and Thursday. So keep an eye out on Monday and Thursday at pinballsessions.com for new sessions. If you enjoy the show, we really appreciate if you head over to iTunes and give us a rating or review. Pinball Sessions podcast has been in the top 3 of the music podcast new and noteworthy list for the past month, and we'd love to stay there, maybe even hit number 1. So, if you enjoy the show, please rate and review us on iTunes and share with your friends. Let's spread the word about some great Canadian and international music done at Pinball Studios in Guelph, Ontario. And that is it. Thank you for listening. Take care, and we'll see you next week.